It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
It's Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you here on WCDO. Glad to have you along tonight as we come to you live from Sydney High School. Tim, great to be here for this one as Sydney hosts the Walton Warriors for the first time since 2013.
Yeah, 3 years that they haven't played each other. This is going to be a really good one. It always is a good one. We talked about it last week. The Walton Warriors are probably on the top end of the victories versus the losses over the history of the matchup. But the Warriors won the last one 20-6. So
yeah.
We'll see what we get tonight.
So we'll see the first time they've squared off since 2013. Both teams come in with a record of 1-1, so we'll see what happens here tonight on Friday Night Football. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this one down between Sydney and Walton here Friday Night Lights on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Hey, Sydney Varsity football fans, players, and parents. Treats and Eats in Sydney will be open to feed you after the game. And all football players from both teams eat for half price. So following the remaining Sydney Varsity football games on Friday nights, as well as Saturday day games, Treats and Eats will be open for you to enjoy the very best burger in town. Over 75 flavors of ice cream, or anything else you choose, including gluten-free options. So stop by after this Friday night's game versus Walton at Treats and Eats on the corner of Union Street and Steiner Road in Sydney. Players from both teams eat for half price. Call ahead, 563-1022.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO, live from Alumni Field under the lights, as the Sydney Warriors host the Walton Warriors. And it's the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show here. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Sydney and Walton here tonight. Again, we mentioned it before we took a break there. First time since 2013, and this rivalry, you know, for me, it rivals the rivalry of Sydney and Unitego as well. It just seems like when these two teams get together, Tim, and you're a Sydney alum, so you can speak to this, it's kind of something special.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, throughout the history of the rivalry, if you want to call it that, Sydney has taken its bumps a lot. I mean, Walton is just an incredible team. So I think they're getting ready to do the anthem, so we're going to just step away for just a second.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem and be right back here on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today.
563-9955. Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show here on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting along with you here. And boy, a nice, beautiful night. I know we've said that on a lot of our broadcasts this year, but just another beautiful fall night here. Good temperature for football, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely is, and a couple of them have been really warm. You know, the afternoon games and stuff have been warm, and then this game tonight is more seasonal, and I think we're going for a real treat tonight.
Definitely going to be a real treat tonight, and I don't really know what to expect tonight, because in the first 2 weeks of the season, we've seen a lot of different things from these two teams. Of course, Walton had a crazy week one game with Oneonta, where they come back to win 52-50. We talked a lot about that last week when we saw Walton, when they took on Unitego and really had some bumps in the road against a tough Unitego team. Sydney, we know they have all the weapons. They lose week one to a tough Norwich team. Last week, they rebound with a nice win on the road against Deposit Hancock in overtime. So, really, you don't know what you're going to get from these teams. I think they're still kind of finding their identities.
Yeah, and I think both teams are really struggling on the defensive ends a little bit, and I think we're going to be in for a pretty high-scoring game tonight, Nate.
I do, too. I think that the weapons that Sydney has on offense between the running game and the passing, of course, having a quarterback like Darren Smith, they can put up points in a hurry, but Walton, we saw it last week. They got some wrinkles in that playbook that maybe Sydney hasn't seen on film yet.
Well, we watched it last week against Unitego. The whole time they played the first half, they did not show three backs in the backfield in the T formation. They come out in the second half, and that's the first thing they opened up in. And, you know, it took Unitego by surprise, and, you know, they're gonna run the ball. That's Walton. Walton is going to run the ball. The line's going to execute their blocks. Sydney's keys on defense, they have to make sure that they're making those key reads, because if they don't, with that quarterback turning his back, looking like a Las Vegas blackjack dealer back there with back zipping back and forth, that is where it's going to be key for the Warriors tonight, Sydney Warriors tonight.
And we do have a report that Walton will be without their one of their star running backs, Austin Brooker, a senior. So it will be up to Sorochinski tonight running the ball in the backfield, as well as some of the other guys that they have back there, including Stites. And so Walton will receive the ball here, and it's going to be a short kick. Fielded at the 45, up to the 50, and Walton in the white with the orange trim, the orange pants, and the Syracuse-looking helmet is going to have great field position, Tim, going right to left to start things off here.
Well, line drive kick right to the up-back. The up-back just stepped up and caught the ball and then ran up to the left-hand side and got into the Sydney Warrior territory.
And that was Beach. Of course, he had some nice returns last week against Unitego, Jacob Beach wearing number 15. Of course, as we said, Walton is in the white uniforms with the orange pants, the orange helmet. Sydney is in the all-maroon uniforms with the white trim as well as the maroon helmet. So on the big Sydney S at midfield, we are underway, and this is where Walton is going to start their opening drive of the night with freshman quarterback Dylan Jacob, who does have a very nice arm, but they're going to go right to the run game with Sorochinski. He maybe picks up four on the play, and he's into Sydney territory, down to about the 46.
Just a little quick hitter. He just reverse pivoted and handed him the ball, and he got through the line, and Sydney Warrior made a nice tackle there. I think it was number 54.
I'm wondering if Walton's going to want to try to chew some clock in this game and keep the ball out of the Sydney offense's hands.
I think that's probably the game plan. That usually is what Walton does. You know, like they said, they're gonna show you the same thing over and over and over again until you stop it, and they're not going to not run different things until you can stop it. So
about a second and 6 here. The line is set, man in motion for the Orange Crush. And they'll have a handoff, but we'll have a yellow hanky out on the play as they tried to hand off there to Nick Mills. And the play is going to come back here, Tim.
Yeah, they set kind of like the jet sweep up, but they're one of the linemen jumped a little bit, so it's going to be a 5-yard penalty on the Walton Warriors.
So 11:14 to go here in the first quarter. First drive of the night for Walton as we are just underway here between Sydney and Walton. Week 3 of Class D high school football here on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. Thanks for joining us on the radio as well as on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, of course, brought to you by SFCU. So this is going to be a 2nd and 12 after the penalty. Again, a man in motion as Walton's at midfield going right to left. A handoff to Mills, nowhere to go, up the gut. Actually, a little trickery there. He fooled me. It was Sorochinski. Maybe a pickup of 3.
Yeah, he just got it back almost to the original line of scrimmage, so it's bringing up 3rd down and 10, right about the 49-yard line.
3rd and long here for the Warriors as they are back in the huddle, getting the calls here from Dylan Jacob, the freshman quarterback. As that penalty really hurting Walton here so far on their first drive. We'll see what they can come up with on a 3rd and long. Going to be officially a 3rd and 10 with 10:25 to go in the first quarter. And here is another man in motion from right to left. 2 running backs in the backfield. They'll hand it off again to Sorochinski. He's going to be short, though. Needed 10 and maybe picks up 3 for Walton. It looks like they'll have to punt.
Yeah, a nice little gang tackle by the Sydney Warriors and kept them short of the first down marker.
So Walton is going to punt at about midfield here. And back deep to receive for Sydney to our left at about the 15-yard line is Nate Vibbard. 9:55 to go first quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and Walton. Sydney going to have the ball for the first time here tonight after this punt. Nate Vibbard, very dangerous returner with a lot of speed. And so Walton is going to punt this one deep into the night sky. Vibbard is going to backtrack and pick this one up at his own 10. He's got some speed to the left side of the 15. Going to work his way up to the 20 before being brought down, but not a bad return for the pressure that was coming after him.
No, actually, it was a really good return. A lot of people in the booth thought that we would see a fair catch there, but he did not. He took the ball and then went to his left a little bit, and made a nice cut, and got another couple 5 yards.
9:34 to go first quarter. Scoreless between Sydney and Walton. And we'll see the Sydney Warriors in the maroon and white on offense for the first time tonight going left to right. They're going to start on about their own 19-yard line. Shotgun here for Sydney. 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Hoskins is split out to the right. They'll hand it off to Backus, though, right up the gut. He's got a 1st down and more. He's up to the 40, out to the 43 before being tripped up. Huge first run here for Sydney on their opening play of the night.
Yeah, real nice hole. Real good blocking up front, and Dawson hits the hole at full speed and then just carried it on the rest of the way. Big game right off the bat for the Warriors from Sydney.
Backus had a huge opening couple of weeks. Had a great game against Norwich on the road, as well as Deposit Hancock. He is a handful to stop. 1st and 10, they're going to hand it right to Ethan Finch. He gets to midfield, 50, 45, 40. Sydney is moving the ball well down to the 38. 2 runs, and they are into Walton territory. And again, they are moving the ball very, very well here.
Nice little counterplay right there for the Warriors with a guard pulling on the opposite side. Cleared the edge, and Ethan made some nice adjustments to his blocking up out in front of him.
Nice to have 2 running backs in Backus and Finch like that here for Sydney. Again, 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Sydney going left to right. Here's the snap. Again, they're going to hand off to Backus. Zips it up the middle, and Backus has got some daylight down to the 20 and inside the red zone here. 3 runs, and Sydney has marched right down the field, Tim.
Pretty neat. I just was going to tell this really quick. It looked like 4 or 5 of the orange of the Walton Warriors ran right by him, and in the backfield. They would probably got him for a loss, but they ran right by him. And then there was nobody in front of, other than the Sydney Warriors blocking on the second level.
Clock continuing to run, 8.5 to go, first quarter. Sydney marching the ball well. They'll go right back to Backus. He's going to pick up about 4, and he's going to be to the 15-yard line. So great field position here for Sydney. They've been running the ball on this first drive, and they've had some great success.
Okay, 4 plays, and they're already down inside the 10, or inside the 15, excuse me.
So again, a scoreless game, but Sydney is marching here midway through this first quarter. They're going to hand it back off to Dawson Backus, again plowing his way up the middle, breaks a tackle, and he's going to be in for the score. Touchdown for Sydney, 5 plays all on the ground, and Dawson Backus finishes it off.
Yeah, real nice. And I wanted to tell you one thing we always talk about in this, when the, after there's a score, is what type of conversion are we going to see? Are we going to see a kick? Are we going to see the two-point conversion? Well, I'm on know that there might be something different we'll see tonight.
So oh,
let's see what the Sydney Warriors bring out.
Maybe an inside report here from Tim Cutting doing his homework for CDO. That's great to see. So Sydney, a 6-0 lead as Dawson Backus takes 4 of the 5 handoffs. And, Tim, what do we got here as they go for 2?
Well, it's called the gate. All the linemen are out off, up to the left, and there's one person snapping the ball, one to Nate Vibbard, and he's sitting there reading what he sees.
Vibbard right throws it across for Hoskins, and is he going to get in? We'll see. They're going to say no. Hoskins was right on the goal line, and he was stretching that ball. Looked like maybe he was going to get it, but the Zebra Crew is saying it's short. So a 6-0 lead for Sydney. Either way, Tim, a very impressive opening drive for the Warriors.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something to build on the rest of the game, and Walton definitely has got to make some adjustments on their defensive end, or otherwise Sydney may be the ones that are running the ball all night long.
7:57 to go first quarter. It's Sydney 6, Walton nothing. We'll be right back here on CDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, a 5-play, 80-yard drive with 4 out of the 5 runs coming from Dawson Backus, 1 for Ethan Finch, and a 15-yard TD run for Backus. 2-point conversion's no good, but Sydney with a 6-0 lead over Walton with 7:57. To go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you back here on CDO. And Ethan Finch is going to kick off from left to right as Walton will get their second crack on offense here tonight. And here is the kick. It's going to be another little kind of floater that's going to go back to the 20-yard line and picked up here by Mills, it looks like, of Walton up to about the 35-yard line. Good return, and again, a good starting point here for the Walton Warriors.
Yeah, that one actually went all the way back to the deep receiver, and he made a nice little straight-up-the-field run and brought down by a couple of Sydney Warriors right about the 36-yard line.
So a first and 10 here for Walton. They'll start going right to left in the white with the orange trim, orange pants, orange helmets. Going to be on about the 38-yard line. So let's see what this Walton offense can do as, boy, it looks like if you give the ball back to the Sydney offense tonight, they have things really clicking.
They do right now.
Man in motion here from right to left. And another handoff here for Walton. Mills bounces to the outside. He breaks a tackle, shakes free, and he'll pick up about 7 yards up to about the 44-yard line here nearing midfield for Walton.
He was brought down on that play by number 10, Alex Hoskins, for the Sydney Warriors. Made the initial hit, didn't wrap up, but tripped him as he was going by.
We know these Walton runners are going to run hard here tonight. Yep. Of course, does hurt not having Austin Brooker out there, who was our all-purpose player of the game last week against Unitego.
And not really sure what happened, but obviously not in the lineup tonight.
Not in the lineup for the Warriors. Again, they do have other great running backs. And you know Coach Hoover always has something up his sleeve. He'll hand it off once again, this time to Sorachinski, who had 5 touchdowns in week 1 against Oneonta. He's going to be close to the first down. This is going to be a 3rd and short with 7 minutes to go here. First quarter, it's Sydney 6, Walton nothing.
Yeah, they're getting a little bit more drive off the ball. The line for the Walton Warriors is pushing the Sydney Warrior defensive line back a little bit, and that's why they've gained those yards in those 2 plays.
And coming in, I'd say one of the tales of this game would be how the lines stack up over a full 4 quarters.
Yeah, and definitely and against the other defensive line, because that's the key.
So here is a 3rd and 1 for Walton. 6.5 to go first quarter, and the penalty flags come out. This one looking like it's going to be against Walton.
Okay, they've had one on the first drive that stalled the drive, and now they possibly could have another one right here that may stall their drive. And they are on their side of the field, so this is a big 3rd down.
And boy, that hurts on a 3rd and 1,
yeah.
2.
Yeah.
With that running game, you know they're probably going to have a great chance to convert, but now they're backed up 5 yards.
I mean, you have to do it in the quarterback sneak, and you're going to get the yard, you know.
So now it'll be a 3rd and 6 for Walton. They are just about to midfield. They're still in their own territory. Ball on the 42 now as we come up with 6:20 to go first quarter. It's Sydney leading Walton 6-0. Man in motion, that's Mills from left to right. They'll hand off to Stites. He's going to get to the 45, but he stood up. A nice tackle here by this fired-up Sydney defense. Great job there.
You just said it, Nate. Fired up is right. They are really making some really nice form tackles on every play and taking their pads with them and their legs behind them, and they're making really good tackles.
That was Will Moore for Sydney coming through and just making a really nice defensive play. And so this is going to be fourth down, fourth and five officially for Walton as they are still in their own territory at the 46. Nate Vibbard back to receive the punt once again here for Sydney on his own 20 to our left. And it does look like the Warriors, barring any trickery, are going to punt it away, but now Sydney is going to give it right back to them with a false start penalty.
Yeah, one way, one the other way, and now it's going to be back to the, they're going to give them the first down. Yep.
So just a quick jump. They only needed the 5 yards, and so that's going to give Walton new life and a first and 10 right in midfield going right to left.
Let's remember that point. It's 5:30 to go in the quarter, and the Warriors gave up that first down with a penalty. We'll see what happens here.
Had Walton right where they wanted him, and you can't give a team like Walton chances.
No,
you
absolutely
just,
not.
You just can't do it. So a first and 10 here for the Walton Warriors. Man in motion from right to left. They'll hand off to Mills. Cuts back. Nice little juke move, but Hoskins is right there to stand him up, and he's joined by about three other of his Sydney teammates. And that was a nice tackle by Hoskins. Otherwise, Mills might have been sprung free.
Yeah, it was a really nice tackle. Kind of chuckling about it because he kind of actually caught him. It was funny because like Mills kind of jumped up in the air and Hoskins caught him and then drove him backwards. Good form tackle.
So second and 7 after a pickup of 3 on first down for Walton. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Sydney leading Walton 6-0 here on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Second and 7. They're into Sydney territory. Walton with the handoff once again, driving up the middle. It's just a gang tackle here for Sydney. And it's going to be a third and short once again after a pickup of 4.
There you go, Nate. Time to say the phrase of the season.
Tackled by everybody, including the water boy.
Yes, including the water boy.
That's been our signature all season long here. So, again, 3rd and 3, about a 3rd and 4 here for Walton. Ball on the Sydney 42 as Walton goes right to left. They trail 6-0. They break the huddle. One wide receiver, that's Beach. He's split out to the right side. And this freshman quarterback, once again, does a nice job of commanding this offense. That's Dylan Jacob. And they'll hand off onto the far side. Nowhere to go. Going to be very close to a first down, though. It's just, again, we talked about it last week. Those Walton runners don't stop with the legs when they hit the line.
And they're going forward all the time. Unless, you know, and like I said, we've seen some really nice good form tackles by the Sydney Warriors tonight so far that they've driven them back. But more often than not, the Walton Warriors are going to finish off their runs, and they're going to be going forward at the end.
We're going to have the chain gang come out here for a measurement on fourth down. It's going to be very close. We'll take this opportunity while they measure to say hi to Wade Hitt, who I know is listening up in Albany Med tonight with his family and joined us last week here on CDO as well, listening to the Unitego game. The proceeds from the 50-50 here tonight are going to go to Wade, who was in a car accident back in August and had some injuries from that. He's up in Albany Med, but glad that he's doing well. Talked to his brother today, Blake Hitt, who was the quarterback last year for this Walton team, said he's up and around, walking around.
Good.
Actually played a little basketball up there, so hard to keep a Walton guy down like that.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what a great statement for you know, this community of football all around this area to be able to do something for a rival team like that. Very nice.
Yeah, absolutely huge. We'll talk some more about that in just a moment. After the measurement, first down here for Walton, so they will keep the drive going. And on first and 10, they'll hand off. And another nice tackle here. Hoskins is doing a great job on the edge for Sydney as he trips up Mills once again. But Walton is continuing to move the chains one way or another.
Yeah, and he actually had a little assist on outside linebacker, number 26, Reggie Jimenez, with a real nice hit on that play.
So 3:10 to go first quarter. Sydney leading Walton 6-0. A touchdown run of about 15 yards from Dawson Backus. Only took Sydney 5 plays and 5 runs down the field to score. Walton taking some more time here. I think, as we talked about, trying to keep the ball away from that very, very hot Sydney offense tonight.
Yeah, you know, and we talked about the Oneonta game. They did the same thing, but they also scored 30 points in that fourth quarter. So they had to do a little bit more that night.
Walton hands it off, and again, right up the middle. This is going to be close to a first down. And another run by Mills here, who is taking a lot of the load here tonight without Brooker in there. And this is going to be a third and one, I believe, here as Brooker drives it right up to the 30-yard line here deep into Sydney territory.
What a great thing to have. You know, you have Mills, and then you also have Skorchinski, because Skorchinski was the main back during the Unitico game. And, you know, until they stop him, they're going to keep seeing them coming through that line.
And they do have Aaron Stites wearing 35 in there as well, who's kind of more in a blocking role, it looks like, tonight. But he's a guy that can run the ball as well. They'll go to Skorchinski here. He breaks right up the middle there and gets through that first line of defense. And that's going to be a first down here for Walton, as they will move the chains again, and they're at the 25-yard line.
Yep, they're approaching the red zone, so they're about 2 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in the quarter, and they have first and 10 from that spot, 26-yard line.
So Walton is taking advantage of everything they can in this drive, including that penalty where they were going to have to punt
right
around midfield, and
yep,
since then they've moved it right down inside the 25-yard line.
And we know they like to kick.
Yes, they don't mind. They don't mind kicking, so it's Walton team, once they get close, really capable of anything. They'll hand off to Stites, right side sweep to the 20 before he's hammered down there by Ethan Finch. But again, a gain of 5 there for the Warriors. So 1:40 to go in the first quarter, and this is going to be a 6-0 lead for Sydney over Walton. Going to be a 2nd and 5 coming up for the Warriors.
The pace of play for both teams is really quite fast right now. I mean, they both are not wasting a lot of the play clock. They're getting up to the line, and they're running their plays real quick out of their cadences. So we'll see what happens the rest of the game.
So a 2nd and 8, actually, after a pickup of 2 by Stites on first down. Walton line is set, and again, they'll go to Skorchinski trying to break through the line, but Sydney crashing in and tripping him up by the ankles, and so this is going to be a 3rd and long here for the Warriors.
Yeah, real long play, but of course they're inside their Sydney Warrior 20-yard line, so you know they're not going to be punting here because you won't gain anything out of that. So more than likely, they're looking at 2 plays to get 5 yards.
Well, they ran some trickery when they were in deep against Unitego.
Mm-hmm.
Little QB keeper,
yep, they did,
from about
right,
the same position, so we'll see what happens here. Man in motion on a 3rd and 6, 40 seconds to go in this first quarter. They'll hand off to Nick Mills, left side sweep. I think he's going to get the first down here before he's tackled at about the Sydney 12-yard line.
Yeah, looks like he got it. 1st and 10 from the 12-yard line for the Walton Warriors coming up here real quickly.
34 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Sydney leading 6-0. 1st and 10 for Walton. Ball is down on the Sydney 12-yard line as Walton goes right to left. And we'll see if they decide to get the playoff here. It does look like they will get one more play in the first quarter as they break the huddle. They get set at the line. We're down to 15 seconds to go first quarter. And under center here is Dylan Jacob. Man in motion right to left, and we'll have a penalty with 10 seconds to go here, Tim.
Yeah, this is their third false start penalty against the Walton Warriors, and normally you don't see them do that. They're so good at execution of all the plays and the blocking and everything, and they know when they're supposed to go. But tonight, there's a little bit of they're real anxious tonight about getting the play going a little early.
Yeah, a lot of anxious energy over there. You see Coach Hoover with his hand on top of his head, kind of scratching his head there a little bit. And so after the penalty, the time will run out here in the first quarter with the score Sydney 6, Walton nothing, but the Walton Warriors are knocking on the door. So we'll get you back here for the second quarter and see if Walton can tie things up again. End of the first quarter, Sydney 6, Walton nothing. We'll be right back with more high school football on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. At the end of the first quarter, Sydney leads Walton 6-0 on a touchdown run by Dawson Backus. Boy, the Sydney offense was only on the field for maybe, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Ran five plays, got it in.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like they, you know, totally different look for them when they're running the ball.
Yes.
You know, normally their quick strike is their air game and everything like that, but nope, that was all runs and five of them. Just right down the field from the 20 to the opposite 20 in four plays and then scored off from the 15. So,
well, a lot of people talk about the speed and, of course, a receiver like Alex Hoskins, one of the best in Section 4, Class D. But they have a great running game, too, so it's really, you can choose either here. You got to pick your poison, I think, if you're a defense trying to stop the Sydney Warriors.
Multiple weapons, you know, and again, like we said it before, they haven't run onto their second possession yet, but we haven't even seen their quarterback, sophomore Smith, you know, throw the ball tonight. So it's strange.
Well, Walton trying to tie this game up as they trail 6-0 as we start the second quarter. We flip ends of the field, so Walton now going left to right, and they are on the 15-yard line here. So here's the snap. They'll hand it off to Sorochinski up through the line, and he's ripped down maybe a gain of one on the play. Walton very content to stick and ground and pound here tonight.
Yep, they're definitely going to do that. That tackle was made by number 70 for the Sydney Warriors, Kyle Gaskin.
So a good play there by Gaskin breaking through. And again, Walton content to let the clock run here as we get the second quarter underway. They trail 6-0. Second and 11 because they did have a penalty right before the end of the first quarter.
Yep.
So second and 11. They go left to right. Ball is about, I would say on the 11-yard line here. So they'll hand off. They're actually going to throw. They throw out into the flat right side, trying to go for Stites. And the ball down on the turf, incomplete, just a little short there on the pass. And so this is going to bring up an interesting situation here for Walton as they attempt their first pass of the night. Goes down, so a third down coming up here, Tim.
I was kind of mixed up there because it looked like they called it a catch, and then everybody was like, no, it's incomplete. Well, okay, so it is incomplete, so we're on the right page there. So it is third down and a long 12, and they just broke the huddle, and here we go.
So this is going to be a third and 12. And here we go. Walton is set. They are inside the Sydney 10-yard line. They're going to hand off to Mills. Left side sweep, breaking his way forward. Going to be close to a first down as they continue to knock on the door here. The Sydney defense trying to come up with a huge stop early in the second quarter.
Looks like he got about to the 8, I would say, maybe somewhere in that area. It is now fourth down and 5 yards to go.
Yes.
You know, you're definitely going to go, obviously, from where you are. So unless you've got that field goal kicker.
Fourth and five, ball is about on the 6 or the 7. So they pretty much, on this fourth down, are going to try to have to score here. Play clock is down to 5 as it's 10:55 to go in the second quarter. They're going to hand off to Stites left side, and he is not going to get it. And Walton is going to come up empty. Sydney is going to hold on to this 6-0 lead. The Sydney Warriors defense holding inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, real nice effort right there. Four good plays inside the 10 and or inside the 15 area, that part of the field, and had the penalty help them out, get them back a little further, going for the first down. But you know what? The Warriors held strong. The Sydney Warriors held strong, and we're having a turnover on downs now.
So Sydney will take over. We do have an injury on the field at the moment, so we're going to step away here with the score Sydney 6 and Walton nothing. It's Friday Night Lights here on CDL. We'll be right back.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sickens deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
10:50 to go, second quarter. Sydney's going to get the ball back after the defense holds, and they hold a 6-0 lead here over the Orange Crush of Walton. Injured player up on his feet and walked off. I believe that was Stites. So he appears to be okay, got up under his own power. So here we go, first and 10 for Sydney. They're going to hand off to Backus, who cuts to the right wing, maybe picks up 4 on the play.
Yeah, real nice cut in the hole to gain another 2 yards on that run.
Actually, that was Finch running there for Sydney. And so Sydney now pinned kind of deep after that turnover on downs. They are going to start with the ball on about their own 10-yard line, and this will be a 2nd and 8 here for the Warriors as they lead 6-0 early in the second quarter. They're going to go right back to the run game and hand it off up the middle, and this is Backus, and he's off to the races. He's at the 50 to the 40, and can anyone catch him from Walton? They will not, and this is going to be a 90-yard touchdown run for Dawson Backus. Unbelievable run.
And now all I'm going to say is everybody's looking back, looking for any yellow hankies on the field, and there are none. Touchdown, Sydney Warriors.
Backus with his 2nd of the night. A 90-yard touchdown run, and he was away from everybody by about his own 25 or 30-yard line. Then it was a track meet, and he was gone.
And I thought the one kid from Walton, I'm not sure what his number was, but I thought he had the angle, but Dawson just turned it on to a second gear and just ran right by him.
And
nice
for a
run.
For a kid who broke his ankle early in the summer, this is unbelievable that he's having this kind of a season and able to run that way. That's some quick healing right there.
His ankle looks pretty good.
And so we're going to see this two-point conversion again. You're calling it the gate.
It's the gate, yep.
And so basically it looks like a direct snap to Nate Vibbard. Everybody on the line is way over to the left. Vibbard is on the right wing, and they're going to throw it up. And the two-point conversion is good to Brandon Evans. And that is a well-designed play there, as really the defense doesn't know where it's going
to
go.
No, and actually you have to realize Brandon Evans is the one that caught the ball, but he is also the one that snapped the ball.
Yeah.
Because he is a eligible receiver, as his position allows him to be. He can go out and get that pass, and it's a two-point conversion for the Sydney Warriors.
Sydney takes a 14-0 lead. 10 minutes to go, second quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
A 90-yard touchdown run, his 2nd touchdown of the night for Sydney's Dawson Backus, and Sydney takes a 14-0 lead over visiting Walton with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. A very impressive run there for Backus.
Awesome run for Dawson, but I also want to give a little props out to that offensive line that created that huge hole.
That was a big hole, and he was sprung free, and he's having a huge night here. So Walton is going to field the kickoff, and a little fumble rooski there in the backfield. They are able to pick it up, but that allows the Sydney Warriors to swarm down, and they are going to pin Walton back at about their own 14-yard line here.
Yeah, he just fumbled the reception of the kickoff and went back to get it. And when you do that, you turn your back to what's coming at you, and then you turn around, and there they are.
Well, you know, Walton on their last possession had a very nice drive, chewed some time off the clock, but were unable to score. They went for it on 4th down at about the Sydney old 7-yard line. I think they're going to have another long drive here, but they have to try to get some points on the board.
Yeah, and you want to keep in mind, Walton's not worried about being down 2. Okay.
No.
They're going to stick with what has been working for them. They're not going to go away from it. They'll make some adjustments during this quarter, and definitely making adjustments defensively at the halftime. So we'll see what happens here.
Walton is going to start on about their own 15-yard line, going left to right here, the white and orange. Orange Crush handing off here on 1st and 10. Maybe a pickup of 1 as they tried to run a little sweep to the right side with Mills. He was brought down there by the Sydney defense. Nice job there by Robert Constable.
Yeah, Robert Constable, number 22, with a real nice play on that. It was a little quick jet sweep to Sites, did you say?
No, Mills.
Mills, sorry. Yeah, Mills had the little jet sweep over to the right side, but Robbie Constable was right there and made a nice tackle.
We'll take a 30-second timeout as the Orange Crush have called the timeout. It's Sydney 14, Walton nothing here in the second quarter on CDO.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. And right now, take advantage of their September special on a new garage. A new 12x20 garage could be yours just in time for the winter season. Pressure-treated wood is used to make sure it can handle the tough New York winters. Delivery is free within 30 miles of the lot. Rent to own for as little as $198 per month. And if you pay in full, take $200 off the already low price. Call Catskill Shed Company at 320-5005 for more information. Or stop by the corner of Route 7 and 8 in Sydney across from Speedway. Like them on Facebook for current discounted items. Call Catskill Shed Company today at 320-5005.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, it's Sydney 14, Walton nothing. One out-of-town score to report. End of the first quarter over in Oxford. It's the Green Trojans with a 6-0 lead over the Oxford Blackhawks. Wow. The other game tonight we'll keep an eye on is Delhi at Bainbridge-Guilford. We'll have some updates for you from there as well.
Somebody we haven't seen yet is Green, and yeah. I'm hearing they're supposed to be pretty good because they have a lot of returning players.
Fifth ranked this week in the New York State Class D football poll. Harpersville-Afton was 11th in that poll. And then the honorable mentions this week were Unitigo and Delhi. And so a run here on 2nd and 10 for Walton. Again, to the left side, nowhere to go. It's going to bring up a 3rd and long here for the Walton Warriors as they are back inside their own 20-yard line.
You know, it's odd, but you can definitely see they're not the same without Brooker in the lineup. They definitely are lacking him, his leadership and his ability on the football field.
Yeah, Brooker, a real hard-nosed runner, and I think having that extra option really helps them because it allowed Mills, who's running the ball tonight, to be a wide receiver a little bit more. They'll hand off this time, and Walton is going to have some running room to the near side and really nowhere to go. They sold the fake well, but Sydney sniffed it out. It looked like the ball was over on the left wing, and instead it came back to the right, but Sydney was right there to bring the runner down.
Yeah, and the way they brought him down, I'm really, really glad to see the Walton quarterback get up. They ran a naked bootleg. We talked about that. They did it against Unitigo the other night for a real big gain. And they tried to do it again, and they just came up short of the first down, and it's 4th and 4.
Yeah, that was freshman quarterback Dylan Jacob who just ran the bootleg there. Sold it well, but not well enough. You wonder if Sydney saw that on tape against Unitigo, because against the Spartans it went for a touchdown.
Yeah, and I know there was definitely some Warrior coaches there the other night, Sydney Warrior coaches.
And so Walton is going to punt it away. Nate Vibbert is standing at midfield here for Sydney. Good punt for the Warriors. Vibbert is going to field it at his own 45, and now he's going to sprint off to the 40-yard line on the third, on the right side, down to the 30, 25-20, and Vibbert is going to run it in for a Sydney touchdown. Great play there by Vibbert, who got it at midfield on the punt and got to the right sideline and tippy-toed his way all the way to the end zone.
And the last 5 yards, he did it just with on 1 foot because he was trying to make sure he stayed in bounds. What a great run by Nate Vibbert for the Sydney Warrior touchdown. One thing I did want to say, though, there was a defender right next to him. I don't know what he was looking at or what he wasn't looking at, but I was expecting another fair catch, but Nate has pretty good guts there.
He could have gotten plastered right there. He actually caught it and then turned his back to the defender, I think, thinking he was going to get hit.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he was free to run.
Can't even explain it.
He has some real wheels, and he showed it off there. And so Sydney takes a 20-0 lead with 7:57 to go before the halftime break. And it looks like they will go for two here once again, but more in a normal stance, it looks like, here, Tim, for going on this two-point conversion. And so they have Backus in the backfield as well as Finch in the shotgun as the quarterback, Darren Smith. He's going to hand it off for Finch. He'll drive his way into the end zone, and Sydney is going to have a 22-0 lead here with 7:57 to go in the second quarter.
Wow, I did expect to see a high-scoring game, but on both parts, and the defense from the Sydney Warriors is really, really impressing me right now. Hopefully they can continue at the remaining part of this half and then to the second half.
We'll take a 30-second break with the score Sydney 22, Walton nothing. 8 minutes to go until halftime here on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO as it is about 8 minutes until the halftime break, and Sydney with a 22-0 lead here over the Walton Warriors, and we're really seeing the Sydney weapons be utilized here. You go back to week one, kind of some missed opportunities maybe against Norwich there, and you say, boy, the weapons, when they get going, they'll do it. Tonight, so far, they're there.
The number of times, I think it was three, they were inside the 10 or 15-yard line that night, too, against Norwich, and they just didn't put the ball in the end zone. Tonight, they are.
Walton fields the kickoff, and about a 10-yard run back there, up to about the 28-yard line here for the Walton Warriors.
Number seven, Brandon Evans, with a real nice tackle on that play. And the Walton Warriors will take over right about the 27.
Josh Coffey on the return there of about 6 or 7 yards for the Walton Warriors. And so let's see, this would be a great time for a signature long clock-eating drive for them to go down, maybe get into the half with a touchdown and kind of regroup.
Yeah, that would be a really good way for them to end the half.
7:50 to go here before the halftime break. Sydney leading at home 22-0 here on the turf at Alumni Field. And Walton's going to go to the air. They'll pass it down the right wing side, and this one is going to fall incomplete as they were looking for the intended receiver out there, Jacob Merrill, but just about 2 or 3 yards over his outstretched fingertips.
Yeah, and he was blanketed. He had two guys from the Warriors on him. Number five, Parker Boyce, was right with him, and they both went up and went for the ball, and neither one of them came down with it.
Parker Boyce was out, you know, against Norwich. Good to have another good athletic guy in the lineup here.
Yeah, they have a stable of them, that's for sure.
And a guy who didn't play the last couple of years comes back for his senior year, and you can use him as a great wide receiver, and he's pretty good in the secondary here as well. Going to be a 2nd and 10 here for Walton. Again, they're on their own 25. They're going to go back to the run game, but Sydney seems very prepared for this as, again, they dropped the runner there. That's Sorochinski, maybe a gain of one.
Yeah, Sorochinski was brought down by number three, Ethan Finch. Just absolutely great play. He got rid of his blocker, stepped off, and made the tackle on Sorochinski by himself. And that doesn't normally happen. You usually have to bring one or two or three guys to tackle him because he's such a hard runner.
Yeah, Sorochinski, again, 5 touchdowns against Oniata in week one.
Yeah.
Almost 200 yards rushing, if I'm not mistaken. That was some signature Walton running that week. 7 minutes to go before the halftime break. Sydney leading Walton 22-0. You heard that right. 22-0. And here on a 3rd and 8, we'll have the yellow hankies out, and it's going to be a false start against the Warriors of Walton.
Okay, so that's going to push them back, and they're going to be 3rd and 13?
Yes. So a 3rd and 13 here for the Warriors of Walton, and the ball is going to be on about their own 24-yard line as the orange and white go left to right. You know, they had that first good,
Yeah. Well,
I guess it was their second drive that just chewed time. They come up empty as they got the ball down to about the 5-yard line. Since then, the offense has stalled.
And actually, we thought they were going to get aided by a Sydney penalty that gave them a first down in that second drive that kept it going.
And so here we go on 3rd and long, a run to the right wing side. But again, the Sydney defense is right there. In fact, a helmet falling off of Ethan Finch at the bottom of the pile. He bounces out of there, appears to be okay. But it's going to be a 4th and long once again, as the run there by Sorochinski comes up short.
Yeah, great hit. Great, great hit by Ethan Finch and Sorochinski right there, and it popped Ethan's helmet off. He has to come off for a play because of that. So now the punt team's back on the field for the Walton Warriors, and back deep is number 4, Nate Vibbert,
who just on his last punt return went for a 50-yard touchdown return. This time he's standing to our right at about his own 45, and Walton is going to punt it away, and you can be sure that they are going to try to shore things up here on defense. Vibbert at midfield, picks this one up. He's at the 45. He's going to bounce it to the outside to the 40. He's going to get to the edge. 35, 30. He's got daylight again down to the 20. 15, 10, 5, and another punt return touchdown for Nate Vibbard. Oh, my goodness. This is huge for the Warriors.
Oh, my goodness is right, Nate. That's 100 yards plus in two punt returns for 6 points each. Great job, Nate Vibbard.
Unbelievable. Two straight punt return for TDs by Nate Vibbard, both from just about the first one 50 yards, yep. The second one about 55.
Yep.
Wow.
I did the math right.
Yes.
I did.
You
wow.
did.
Wow. That's amazing.
Us radio guys can add if the numbers are favorable.
I'm listening to the guys in the booth with us. They're pretty good, too. So.
5.5 to go until halftime, and it's currently a 28-0 lead for Sydney over Walton. Two touchdowns for Dawson Backus, and now two on punt returns for Nate Vibbard, and we're really seeing his speed and determination. He's not going to back down from anybody, even though he's a smaller guy.
No, and he definitely, I mean, he made that one all on his own right there because he took four steps up the field and then made a big, hard cut to his left. And when he did that, it was a race to the edge. Once he got to the edge, it was his speed against theirs, and he won.
Dawson Backus is good on the two-point conversion right up the gut, and Sydney takes a 30-0 lead over Walton with 5.5 to go until halftime. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on Friday Night Lights on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Another look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. Green leading Oxford 14-0 in that contest. And down the road, Bainbridge-Guilford at the end of the first quarter. It's Delhi 15 and BG 6.
Okay.
And our score here, believe it or not, folks, is Sydney 30, Walton nothing, with 5.5 to go before the halftime break. Unbelievable.
Think about this. If Delhi can continue, they're going to be 3-0.
Yes.
To start the season. That's phenomenal.
We've done two Delhi games so far this year, and they have the lead against Bainbridge-Guilford, and they're looking to go 3-0. So Walton is going to receive the punt here. They go left to right. Good, nice little run back here up to the 35. This one by Beach. And this is where Walton has got to try to take over here and get some points on the board before halftime.
And see how when they kick it deep, they end up at the 35, and when they kick it short, they end up at the 35. It just doesn't matter. Unless you're Sydney and you got Nate Vibbard back returning punts.
Boy, and you have to think that Coach Hoover for Walton is going to have some nightmares about that punt coverage there, as that is something that Walton is always very prideful of, is their defense. And so far in the first half, things have just not gone their way. So a first and 10 here for Walton. They're going to go right back to the run game. Up the gut there, I believe that was Stites who was going into the pile. Actually, Sorochinski, so a gain of 2 on the play.
And you're just saying that about Coach Hoover, but I'll tell you what, they're not going to give up either.
Nope.
They scored 30 points in a quarter. So you got to remember that against Oneana, 30 points in one quarter to win that game. So they're capable of putting points on the board.
Yeah,
so
they put
Sydney's got to stay on top of this.
They put up 52 in that game against Oneonta back in week one, a real track meet of a game. So that is certainly something that they can do. A run to the outside here on second and long. Again for Walton, nowhere to go in the run game there, and this is going to bring up a third and long. Ball is about the 35-yard line here for the Walton Warriors, and nice run to the outside there, I believe, by Coffey.
Yeah, and that play right there, the running back, once he got the ball, he was greeted right in the backfield for the loss by three of the Sydney Warrior tacklers.
So the Sydney defense obviously had done some studying on
Absolutely.
What Walton was going to do this week. So third and 11 here.
Reading their keys well and executing.
Walton line is set. They're going to hand off. Now they're going to go to the air. And Sydney is chasing the quarterback into the backfield, and they're going to say it's an incomplete pass as Walton quarterback Dylan Jacob had nowhere to go. tried to toss one up in the air, and now we're going to have a flag after the play. I believe this one's going to be on Sydney, maybe for some excessive celebration after that big tackle.
Oh. Okay, so they did call intentional grounding. I was wondering on the play because the quarterback, Jacobs, went down to the ground as he was going down to the ground in the hands of Ed Rayner, number 54 of the Warriors, Sydney Warriors. He let the ball go. The ball did not get to the line of scrimmage, and there was nobody in the 5 yards within 5 yards of the ball.
Walton's going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here with the score Sydney 30 and Walton nothing. I saw that flag right after two guys went up and high-fived each other in the air. I thought, oh, boy, maybe they were saying something chippy out there. But
yeah,
I just
wanted to make sure that I said that Ed Rayner made a real nice play there, and he didn't get credit for the sack, but yes, he does now. Because of the penalty.
Just a reminder, folks, that tonight, Treats and Eats on Union Street in Sydney reminds fans, parents, and players that they'll be open after the game tonight. Lori welcomes players from both teams to eat for half price after tonight's game. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of hungry Sydney Warriors. If you take them to Treats and Eats on Union Street tonight, they eat for half price.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
That is a nice deal.
That is a real nice thing.
From Lori down there at Treats and Eats, they're going to do it after any of the Sydney games, and the players eat for half price. So go down there after the game, all the flavors of ice cream, you know, you can get a burger after the game. That's some Friday night America football right there.
Speaking about food, Nate, we're up here in the booth.
I can smell it.
I can smell hot dogs and everything going on down there.
Yeah. Somebody, maybe Craig Stevens somewhere around here, should get us a hot dog, a hamburger.
Craig should do something, like go and get these two guys that are working hard up here on his radio station some food.
You know, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And so here we go. Ball down to the 40-yard line after that punt here by the Walton Warriors. And so Sydney is going to take over after the timeout at the 40-yard line with 3:54 to go until the halftime break. Sydney 30 and Walton nothing. And so after that quarterback sack way in the backfield, Walton really didn't have anywhere to go except forward to punt.
No, they definitely had to punt after that, especially since the sack was, they lost the yardage there, but then they also had a 5-yard penalty for it, too.
So Sydney's going to take over going right to left. The maroon and whites are going to go back to pass, and here is Darren Smith. His first pass of the night goes for Alex Hoskins right through the wickets there. Couldn't quite hold on as he was trying to haul that one in at about the 5-yard line.
Yeah, that was a really nice, well-thrown ball by Mr. Smith, number 12 of the Sydney Warriors. Alex just didn't quite bring it in.
Boy, and he has such a nice arm, such a little snap of the wrist. You know, down on the field, watching him in warm-ups, he just makes it look so easy. He really does.
He has very good technique. Sometimes his feet are a little out of whack, but, you know, that's a young kid out there.
14-6 now. Oxford gets a score back against Green. So the Blackhawks trying to keep in that game. That game is over at Oxford Academy tonight. Hand off here for the Sydney Warriors. They'll break it free with Ethan Finch. He's going to get up to about the 36-yard line here, Tim.
Because of a nice little 360 move in the hole. Got him a couple extra yards there. Nice run, Mr. Finch.
And so now, with 3.5 minutes to go before the halftime break, it's Sydney 30, Walton nothing. Going to be a 3rd and 7 here for Sydney. They have the ball in Walton territory at about the 37-yard line. Smith is in the shotgun. The snap. He's going to try to hand it off here to Backus in the backfield. A little miscommunication there, I believe. And Walton's going to crash through and make a nice tackle. That play looked like it really broke down there.
Yeah, it looked like they had a little confusion on the field. And it looks like maybe it's even a turnover. Fumble and going the other way.
There was just a pile of bodies.
Yeah.
And the way Smith handed the ball off.
They're moving the chains towards Walton. So it was a fumbled ball, and Walton's taking over 1st and 10.
Boy, so the way Smith handed it off, it looked like he was waiting for the runner, either Finch or Backus, to take off. Mm-hmm. And nobody did. Ball on the turf, and Walton takes advantage. That's what you just said. Walton is not going to quit, that's for sure.
No, they're definitely not going to do that.
And so this is going to be 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. Sydney leading 30-0. And here's the handoff going left to right, and that didn't fool anybody as Mills was brought down in the backfield. Great play there again by Robert Constable.
Robert Constable blows through the offensive line and makes a great tackle on the jet sweep. Real nice loss of about 2 or 3 yards. Great play, number 22 of the Sydney Warriors.
And so the clock continues to move. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Special guest coming on at halftime tonight.
Special guest tonight, huh?
Special guest. You'll have to stay tuned for that. Talking about some special alumni events coming up here at Sydney High School. As Walton with the ball, a 2nd and 13, 2:25 to go here before the halftime break. Another run to the left side, and again the Sydney defense right there to bring down the runner. And Josh Johnson with the run. And again, maybe a pickup of 2 or 3 on the run, but it's going to be a 3rd and long here once again for Walton. They just continue to find themselves in these 3rd and long situations.
Yeah, and they tried one pass, but the Warriors had it covered very well with Parker Boyce, and since then we haven't really seen him put the ball in the air.
Coming up on 1:50 to go before the halftime break. 3rd and 10 now for Walton as they go left to right. They'll hand it off up the middle once again. They'll break it free and into Sydney territory. A nice run here. 40 down to the 30. 25-20. Trying a little cutback before being roped out of bounds. And Walton showing some energy here with Tabor Van Valkenburg. His first carry of the night, and it goes for some big yardage.
Yeah, it was a really, really nice run. He actually was running off guard and between the guard and tackle, and actually made a nice cut to the outside and got in into a foot race with number 3 from the Warriors, Ethan Finch.
Just when you think Walton might be out of running backs, here comes another one.
Yep.
Who breaks one off for about a 30-yard gain.
We talked about the stable of talent on Sydney's side. Walton has a stable of running backs.
Walton is always going to have somebody to run the football. You can guarantee that. So Walton trying to get some points and maybe steal some momentum away here before the halftime break as they trail 30-0. They're going to hand it off, and again up the middle, a nice run by Josh Johnson, and he's brought down inside the 10-yard line, and now the Warriors look like they might have their mojo back.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting a little attitude into them now, and if they score here, it'll leave like a minute or so for the Sydney Warriors offense again, but then they go in, they make their adjustments at halftime, and you know Coach Hoover's been around for 40 years, is going to make some adjustments, and we'll see what happens in the second half.
Just under 1.5 minutes to go here before the halftime break. Walton with the ball, trailing 30-0. A handoff here again to Johnson. He's going to spill his way in, and it's a touchdown for Walton. They get their first score of the night here with just about 1 minute to go here before the halftime break.
Yeah, nice little run from, what'd you say, about the 5 or 6?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice little run for the Walton Warriors, and to get on the board, that's really good, you know, because like I said, they're going to be going into halftime, they're going to talk about it, you know what, we're only down whatever after this conversion, we'll see what it is, but we made a score against them, they, you know, we didn't do it all half until the end, but now we've got something to look forward to for the second half.
So Walton trying to go for the two-point conversion, they'll go right back to Johnson, sweep to the left, and he's in. And now the Orange Crush, they look like they got some energy back. So they'll trail 30-8 here with 1:10 to go before the halftime break. So again, it's Sydney 30, Walton 8, but Walton putting up a touchdown there on that drive after some nice running by some new faces who came off the bench there to score for the Walton Warriors. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back here on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. So Walton answers back. They were trailing 30-0. They get a touchdown and a two-point conversion. It's Sydney 30, Walton 8.
They did it with backs that we hadn't even really heard, you know, we hadn't talked about or anything like that. So I guess like Coach said, look, This first line of backs is not doing it. Let me get the next guys in there and see what they can do.
A heavy dose of Josh Johnson and Tabor Van Valkenburg gets it done for Walton on that last drive. So now they'll kick off, and Hoskins comes up with the ball here for Sydney, and he's going to work his way up the right wing to the 45 before being brought down. Sydney still has some time to work with here.
And timeouts. So, I mean, that's a good thing, you know, and they may throw the ball, so if it's dropped, it stops the clock, and moving the chain stops the clock until it's set and everything. So, you know, they've got plenty of time here. Be interesting to see what they want to do, though, because they get the ball in the second half.
1:07 to go before the halftime break, and we'll see what Coach Matthews decides to do. Does he roll the dice, go for some more points here, or is he happy with the 30-8? and just wants to get into the locker room and go from there. He's going to pass it out to Hoskins in the flat, though, and he's going to break free. 35-30 down to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and a 50-yard touchdown reception for Alex Hoskins. One play, they don't waste any time.
No, nope, just threw it out to him and let him use his athletic ability, beat a couple guys, you know, had a couple arm tackles, ran through them with a real nice a nice catch, and then a real good run after the catch.
Boy, that's the thing. You cannot let Alex Hoskins get free like that. He's too big, strong, and athletic. And right there he shows how as he breaks free for a 50-yard touchdown catch. Really about a 5-yard catch and
yeah,
a 50-yard
well,
run.
And such a very easy play. I mean, Smith catches the ball from the center, pops up, boom, hits him out on the out, and then lets Alex's athletic ability take over.
So Sydney leading 36-8. They'll go for two. They're going to hand it off to Backus again, right up the middle, plowing his way forward. Did he get it? No official signal yet here from the refereeing crew, and they'll say, yes, he got it. So it is going to be a 38-8 lead, Sydney over Walton. Tim, just unbelievable here.
Yeah, I mean, you've got two punt returns for touchdowns. You've got a 50-yard pass play. You know, maybe that's the thing. Maybe Sydney needs to be outside their outside the 50 to score points. I don't know. Maybe that's what they have to do.
We'll step away here for a quick break with the score, Sydney 38 and Walton 8. 55 seconds to go until halftime on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
An update from down the road. Delhi leads Bainbridge-Guilford 15-14 with 4 minutes left in the second quarter there. So
yeah, that's awesome.
A little out-of-town score update. Our score update here with 55 seconds to go until the halftime. Sydney 38, Walton 8. What was that stat you just had, Tim?
11 plays from scrimmage the Warriors have run.
11. Putting up 38 points. 11 plays from scrimmage. Unbelievable. Sydney is going to kick off, and Walton will have the ball going left to right. They'll field it here at their own 25 and get to the outside. Smart move there by Nick Mills. Gets out of bounds, stops the clock at the Walton 35-yard line.
35. Yeah, nice little run. Again, it's that number 35 where they're going to start. It doesn't matter if it kicks shorter, kick long. Seems like that's where they always end up, so Walton takes over first and 10 on their own 35 with 50 seconds to go.
Story so far in this one has been the Sydney offense and really just being able to shred the Walton defense so far.
Hate to say it, but it's the truth. You're absolutely right. And the other end of that is the Sydney defense being able to stop the Walton offense.
Yes, that I expected much more of a back and forth. So far, the Sydney defense has been great here.
Well, we talked about high scoring, and we said it was going to be on both sides. Well, it has not been, and that's because of the Sydney Warrior defense. They've been on this game. They were fired up right from the get-go, and they have just been, I want to say, five or six different tackles for losses, you know, and they're fired up, and they want to play the game, and they want to show Walton what they're made of.
Timeout on the field here. So 50 seconds to go until halftime. Tim, you know that this was a pretty fast-moving contest, and then all of a sudden, with about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's been just timeouts, scores, quick plays, and so it's kind of dragged out here over the last 2 minutes.
I'm kind of chuckling because we just found out the kid came up and took the booth's order. So yeah, we are getting food at halftime.
Boy, this is some great service here at Alumni Field. Yeah. I didn't know the press box was so fancy.
Well,
you can put your order in.
It happened at Delhi the other day. The girl brought me a hot dog before we went on the
air. That's true.
They got grapes over there. What else they have? They gave us water.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one we got? Donuts?
Well, we had donuts at UV.
Yeah. Yes. Donuts at UV.
Showed up with some Krispy Kreme donuts. How can you say no to that? So our score right here at the moment, Sydney 38, Walton 8 with 50 seconds to go until the halftime break. Walton with the ball going left to right. They're going to hand off and drive it forward here with Josh Johnson. Pick up a 5. Nice job. Ball might be on the turf. No official signal yet here. The Sydney Warriors are all pointing that way, and now the official's saying it was on the turf, and the Warriors are going to come up with the ball here.
Oh, my goodness. So they have 43 seconds left in the half, and they're going to take over on the 41-yard line of the Walton Warriors.
And so one running play, a fumble, and Sydney's going to get it back here, and they could potentially score again.
Well, so they're outside they're inside the 50, so maybe this may not be a good drive for them. It seems to be they got to be on the other side of the 50 to score.
43 seconds to go before the halftime break. Smith is in the shotgun. He's going to hand this one off. Cutting back to the right side here is Finch. He's at the 30, driving his way forward down to the 25. Easily a first down there for Sydney. They'll move the chains.
Driving his way forward, but in reverse.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Back to the pushing forward down the field, but with his back. These kids just aren't giving up.
So now Sydney is going to take a timeout here with 36 seconds to go till the halftime break. This might be the longest last minute of a second quarter in Sydney history.
Well, I was talking about them having a minute left to go, and they had three timeouts. Well, they scored on that first play, so they didn't have to use the timeout there. So then they just used two more. So now we're getting down to where either they're going to score or they're going to throw the ball and it's going to be an incomplete, stop the clock or whatever. But I think the Warriors are going to put more points on the board before the clock tolls zero.
I don't think many people coming into this game would have believed you if you told them that Sydney would be up 38-8 with just a little bit of time left before halftime.
No, I would have said good halftime score would have been like 14-21. 24-18 or something like
sure.
that. You know, it'd still be close, but a lot of points. And there are a lot of points, but it's all on one side.
And this Sydney offense is clicking like we have not seen it so far this year. 36 seconds to go here, and Smith is going to throw out into the flat. He's got Ethan Finch, one man to beat on the right side. 10-5 and a touchdown here for Sydney with 28 seconds to go. Tim, you were right. The Warriors putting more points on the board before the halftime break.
What a nice play that was. Really nice design play. They ran the one receiver off deep, and Ethan Finch took a fake and actually went through the linebackers like he was running through a normal play and then kicked out to the right side on a 10-yard out, and Smith hit him right on the numbers, and he ran right up the sideline for another touchdown for Sydney Warriors.
Sydney 44, Walton 8 with 28 seconds to go before the halftime break, and Sydney's going to go for two. Here is Smith. He's going to hand it off. No, a QB keeper and Smith up the gut, and it's going to be a 46-8 lead as Smith dances into the end zone.
Yeah, a little fake to the running back, and he said, let me put some points on the board tonight here. So
not nice something you see all the time
from
him.
No, not from him, nope. But nice play by the Warriors, and they are ahead with 28 seconds left to go, 46-8.
So after Walton made it 30-8, Sydney has scored two more touchdowns. And again, folks, in case you're just jumping in the car, just getting home, turning us on, Sydney 46, Walton 8. Unbelievable.
16 points in less than a minute.
Yes. I mean, the stat sheets, the box score from this one are going to have a lot of people shaking their heads on a Saturday morning, especially if you're just looking at the first half stats. We don't
right.
know what's going to happen in the second half. Could be
right.
bedlam, could be crazy. We don't know.
I mean, technically, you could say the first half stats could be a whole game stats.
Agreed.
No.
I mean, Sydney has put up more points tonight in the first half than they have in either of their first two games in a complete game. And at the rate they're going, right. who knows?
And they're finishing off the drives. That, you know, we talked about it at Norwich. They got inside the 20, you know, like three, four times and had some untimely penalties or turnover or whatever, and they didn't finish the drive. Tonight, they are finishing drives, and they're putting points on the board.
So again, 28 seconds to go before the halftime break. Sydney 46, Walton 8. And the Warriors are going to kick off here, the Sydney Warriors, as Walton is to our left. They are deep and ready to receive. And here is the kick, and it's going to go over the head of Nick Mills, out of his hands and into the end zone. And so this will be a touchback here for Walton.
That was a booming kick right there. He actually was trying to catch that almost like a wide receiver would catch a pass.
Yeah.
He was running down the field with his head turned back and looking for it, and it just went through his hands.
24 seconds to go here before the halftime break, and I want to make sure I mention Kyle Smith, a senior here for Sydney. He's down there in the full Warrior getup tonight. And he looks great. He led the guys out of the tunnel tonight. And this is after they had a golf match today. He hurried over here from the country club, got in his outfit, helped the guys get pumped up tonight.
Yeah, that's really nice. Really nice. Nice to see the old school spirit coming back out.
So Walton maybe going to get one or two more plays here before the halftime break. They'll hand it off. A run up the middle here for the Warriors. I believe that was Mills once again. Actually, no, right back to Tabor Van Valkenburg, who is taking a good chunk of the load here in the second quarter. And that should do it, as this is going to go down. 10 seconds left here. I don't think Walton's going to get one more playoff. They might. They hurry up to the line with 5 seconds to go. We'll see if they can get the ball off, and they will not. So our halftime score is Sydney 46, Walton 8.
Unbelievable. Absolutely amazing first half of football for the Sydney Warriors and their first home game at Alumni Field in the 2016 season.
Yes, week three. Their first two games of the year were on the road, and a big homecoming so far here for the Sydney Warriors. Again, a halftime score, Sydney 46, Walton 8. You heard it right, 46-8 at the half. Special guests coming up here. Stay tuned for that on our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.